This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Thank you everyone for joining us for another installation of the ILTA Distinguished Peer Awards podcast for 2020. My name is Bethann Stubbe and I'm the Director of Publications and Press for ILTA. Today, I am joined by my friend and colleague, Rachel Shield Williams, who is the Senior Manager of Experience Management at Sidley Austin. In 2020, Rachel was the young professional to watch, and she's been such a great volunteer and asset for ILTA that we're thrilled to have her join us today. Rachel, welcome.
Thank you so much, Bethann. I'm super excited to talk to you today.
So when you were going through the process with the awards and then winning the awards, what did it mean to you?
It was really awesome to get that kind of recognition, particularly because our awards are peer-based. So, you know, it's one thing to, you know, be recognized by your leadership at your firm or be recognized by your team or your friends as being a thought leader or, you know, looking at things differently. But it was really awesome to be validated by my peers and to be a relatively newer voice in ILTA and representing what I think is a newer function of like a KM meets client service meets marketing kind of role. It was really cool. And then actually when we had the awards reception at ILTACon, it was amazing to see the diversity of talent that was recognized. Like there were, you know, so many different functions coming from so many different aspects within law firms. It was really exciting, because I think it's an exciting time to be in technology, particularly as we're all working not from our primary offices these days. And it was just really cool to see so many different people thinking about technology.
You really do kind of cover an interesting gamut between KM and really a traditional marketing role. You've been really instrumental as a volunteer, obviously in our CCT groups, but I wanted to talk a little bit about why these awards are important, especially from kind of that marketing KM role, because you bring so much of a different perspective to it. And obviously as a young professional, you are in a different place in your career with some of our other awards.
Yeah, it was great to include that in my self-review this year. I'm talking about that, you know, my thoughts and ideas are bringing a different perspective and a different voice. And it's nice to have that third party validation, not only for myself, but also professionally to highlight that. And it's also been a really great networking tool to meet other people, to meet other award winners, to post about it on my social media groups. And, you know, it facilitated a lot of conversations that I don't think I would have had on my own. And also it was a fun thing to share, even with my family. Like, you know, I think a lot of us who work in legal, our family doesn't really know what we do. They know that we work a lot and we work really hard, but exactly like, but we're not lawyers. So it was a fun way to even start the conversation with my family. And I think my dad was still like, what did I pay for college and grad school for? And it's like, Dad, it's cool. It was a good investment. But it really opened up conversations that I don't think I would have normally had on my own. As well as I think it provided an additional third-party credibility within my own organization when I'm bringing up a different way of looking at things or some different thoughts that we hadn't previously had. I think it kind of lended itself to be like, hey, you know, these are things that other people are thinking about. We need to, you know, really step back and think about these ideas.
I think that's exactly right. As you know, one of the key aspects of the Young Professionals to Watch thing is that the leadership in the space, and you certainly exemplify that. Can you talk to me a little bit about why you think another person should either self-nominate or nominate others?
I definitely think that people should step forward because we have interesting points of view. I think it's a great way to highlight contributions of other members of our industry. As young professionals, we're in an interesting place where we see the more junior folks coming behind us and we can highlight some of the really cool things that we're seeing there. But also we see our peers and the people ahead of us. And we really are at an interesting point in our career where you do have this very unique viewpoint. And I think it's a great opportunity to highlight those. Highlight the professional services that you work with. You know, our service providers aren't service providers, they're business partners. And in a technology function, my success is also the success of my service provider. So it's a great opportunity to highlight those really collaborative relationships. And just in general, elevate our industry and elevate our peers. And another thing that I think it also is an added benefit for organizations, like this is a talent pipeline. You know, you hear a lot about the battle for talent within the legal space. What a great space to look for your next generation of leadership within these awards. These are awards that peers are saying, hey, these are people to watch. What a great recruiting spot.
I think that's perfect. I couldn't have asked you for a better way to come into our awards season. Rachel, thank you for joining us. Congratulations again on winning the 2019 Distinguished Peer Award, and we're always thrilled to have you volunteer with us.
Thank you, Bethann. It was a pleasure to speak with you, and I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.